Next item is subdivision 2007-7, Tong Ti Kwan. That's a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2007-7 for Tong Ti Kwan based upon the record and for the following reason. Proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. All lots will be at least 3/4 acre in size. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The subdivision is consistent with other developments in the area. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. DENREC has indicated the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. This approval is subject to the following condition. There shall be no more than 18 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowner association responsible for all the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all the DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing will be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County mapping and addressing departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested buffer, agriculture buffer, shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agriculture purpose. The final site plan should also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. Developers shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. A system of street lighting shall be established. As described by the applicant, pathways will be located across the front of the lots in easement form. A hunting notice similar to the agricultural use protection notice shall be included on the final site plan and in the restrictive covenants. Final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-7 Tong Ti Kwan for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.